Welcome to the Aon podcast series on the UK results of the Global Pensions Risk Survey. I'm Stuart Hall and with me is Emily Maguire, partner in the investment practice at Aon. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you, Stuart.
This podcast is the second in a series and today we will cover the chapter of the survey results on investment strategy. But before we begin, Emily, can you give me a brief overview of the Global Pensions Risk Survey itself? What it is and what does it cover?
Sure. The Global Pensions Risk Survey is Aon's survey of the defined benefit pension scheme universe. We run the survey every couple of years and it has been running for over a decade, so we can look at trends over that period. And what makes the survey unusual is that it reports on both risks associated with assets and liabilities of a pension scheme. So we do run the survey in multiple countries, but this podcast series we're talking about the results for the UK. So in the UK, 170 schemes replied and two-thirds of respondents were trustees, with the remainder being a combination of pensions managers and corporate representatives. The schemes themselves range in size from 100 million in assets, and 18% of survey respondents were below 100 million, to in excess of 5 billion, and 13% of respondents were in that category. So with this breadth and depth of response, we have a very good understanding of the state of UK private sector pensions.
So the UK Global Pensions Risk Survey is being released in five chapters over the course of September through to October. We heard in the first chapter that almost all DB schemes have a long-term target. What are the implications on investment strategy?
So having a clear long-term objective is crucial when it comes to investment strategy. Whatever the destination, and whether that's buyout or self-sufficiency, we know from survey responses that over 80% of schemes are relying on the performance of assets to get them to their destination. And investment strategy is the key driver of performance. Getting the right strategy will depend on whether the scheme is aiming for buyout or self-sufficiency and the time horizon to get there. And all of these factors influence on how the assets are invested to meet the objectives.
So what is the survey telling us about pension scheme investment?
The trends observed in previous surveys are de-risking and diversification, and that's really continued in our 2019 survey. But what is interesting is the pace of change and the level of activity in the last 12 months. So over half of respondents have reduced the level of equities in their investment strategy. And the destination for these sales very much depends on the scheme-specific circumstances, but typically they fall into two categories. So those that have reduced the equity exposure and simultaneously increased the liability hedging to reduce overall volatility as a result. And these are typically when funding level gains have been made. But there's also been a second camp where we've had diversification away from equities into alternative growth assets. And this is really reflecting the challenging outlook for equity markets. So reducing the reliance on equities, but maintaining overall level of expected returns in the portfolio.
So a lot lower equity holdings as a result.
That's right. So historically, equities were the main driver of returns in a portfolio. And wind back the clock 10 years or so, they were typically over half the total portfolio. Now as a much smaller component of the portfolio, and actually with 40% of respondents expecting to reduce further over the next year, this trend is set to continue. And at Aon, we've been seeing clients look at very different ways in managing those equities now that they're only a small component of the total portfolio. So a lower governance and cheaper solution is needed. And in 2018, Aon launched its factor service to do just that.
What about de-risking?
So really the main component of de-risking is looking at LDI, liability-driven investment. So 50% of schemes in the survey added to LDI portfolios of the last year, and this has made a big impact on risk reduction. We can see that in the survey results in the level of liability hedging. So nearly 90% of schemes have hedged over 40% of their interest rate risk. And half of those now over 80% of their interest rate risk hedged. And that's up from 30% in the last survey. And it's not just an increase in those that have high hedge ratios. Only 13% of schemes have hedged less than 40% of their interest rate risk. So overall, there's been a real material change from the previous survey, and this really emphasising the pace of change point I made earlier.
One of the overarching themes of the Global Pensions Risk Survey is the reducing time to reach long-term target. How does this impact the investment strategy?
So this is an area where we really need to dig deeper to understand the trends. So if we looked at two camps, those schemes that are targeting buyout, that's about 35% of respondents in the survey. And so if a scheme is less than 5 years away from this point, the real priority is getting buyout ready. And what we mean by that is making sure that all risks are locked down, but also the liquidity is a really significant factor, as you need to have assets readily available to transact with an insurer. If you compare this scheme to a scheme that is aiming for self-sufficiency, whereby the trustees are running the investment strategy through the life of the pension scheme rather than transacting with the insurer, then the liquidity constraint is not there in the same way. Actually, schemes in that position are looking for assets that will deliver an investment return, but will also generate cash and be readily available to pay pensions as they fall due. So we see this really coming through in the survey results when we look at the investment changes. So 35% of respondents have already increased their allocation to illiquids and property over the last year. And this is really important to those who are aiming for self-sufficiency, for example. But if we drill down into those assets within a bit more detail, the most popular of those is private credit. Things like direct lending to corporates, real estate debt and infrastructure debt. And this asset class, the regular cash flow is the attractive feature. The second most popular is bulk annuities, at about a third of respondents. And this is whereby trustees purchase an insurance policy to cover a group of members, typically pensioners, and perhaps that's the best form of LDI specific to your membership of the scheme. So as I mentioned at the start, having a clear long-term objective is crucial, and getting the right investment strategy will depend on whether the scheme is aiming for buyout or self-sufficiency and the time horizon to get there.
So with all this activity, are trustees spending more time on their investment aspects of the scheme?
So in my experience, I find schemes aren't spending any less time on investment overall, but how they are spending their time is changing. So trustees are spending more time on strategic decisions and less on implementation. And in the survey, we asked which areas the schemes have delegated or looking to do so in the future. So manager monitoring was the most popular to have already been delegated to investment consultants at 63%. And when it comes to fiduciary management, partial fiduciary management is the most popular response, with 30% of respondents already using, and an additional 20% of respondents are somewhat likely or very likely to adopt over the next 12 months. And this really, I think, emphasises the flexibility that pension scheme trustees are looking for in managing their assets. Interestingly, we've also seen a notable uptick in activity over the months since the CMA findings were published. And we expect to see many schemes continue to assess the relative merits of fiduciary management as a way of implementing their strategies in the future.
Emily, thank you.
Thank you, Stuart.
That brings us to the end of this podcast on the findings for investment strategy in the 2019 Global Pensions Risk Survey for the UK. Join us in the next episode.